Runoffs become technical elections. What do I mean by that? It means that largely the outcome of runoff elections tends to be based not on who had the most support or favorability ratings among voters, but more upon which side was able to get their supporters to actually show up and vote. It's Go TV, get out the vote, or a turnout exercise. When conservatives don't take their friends, family, and business associates to the polls, they lose the edge normally enjoyed in low turnout runoffs. In the statewide Republican primary runoffs, there are no large outside forces at work, but in the Texas 19 runoff, there are vocal Democrats and other non-Republicans actively working to elect Jody Arrington. These liberals understand well that the district is Republican, so they do what's in their interest. They work to elect the least conservative, most pliable Republican they can. Conservatives have a strong candidate in the race for Congress in Texas' 19th District in Glenn Robertson, but conservative Republicans will lose the seat to the reach-across-the-aisle moderates if they do not turn out to vote in big numbers on Election Day, Tuesday, 24 May. The Texas 19 race is close, as one would expect. Establishment Carl Roves and the type have stepped in to help their insider buddy. An Ohio-based PAC is pouring in money for the friend of the lobbyists, Arrington. And some Democrats have organized to make sure the more conservative candidate, Glenn Robertson, isn't elected. Do your part. Vote Tuesday and take family, friends, and work associates with you to the polls. Then join me, Robert Pratt, for extended runoff election coverage on Tuesday evening after Pratt on Texas.